everybody. It's Roger and James here from the This Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about San Diego Comic-Con. That's going to pretty much be all of this week's episodes. First off, we're going to be talking about the Marvel game stuff. So there was a special panel at the event. They showcased lots of information about the Spider-Man game. We got to see a new story trailer. We got to see the final of the pre-order bonuses. We also got some limited edition PlayStation 4 bundles that got announced. Other stuff was at the event as well. There was Marvel Powers United VR, which launches this week. That launches on the 26th, end of the week. So they were kind of there promoting that. Also, they had Marvel Strike Force. They were there. And there was also the new app. Was it Battle Lines as well? They were
kind Battle of Lines, yep, which we talked about.
Yeah. So they were all there, all doing bits and pieces. But let's just kick off first off with the Star. With Spider-Man. That one definitely came out strong. That was definitely the major point of that show.
Yeah, and it had to be, because it's not that far away.
Yeah.
And, of course, Spider-Man is riding high right now. They've got Spider-Man Homecoming was very popular. Venom coming out later this year. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse with Miles Morales coming later this year. They're doing their Marvel version of Forces of Destiny, which is going to star Spider-Gwen Ghost Spider, as they're calling her now. So, yeah, they need to strike while the iron's hot, and Spider-Man is going to be, the Marvel launch of the year. I don't think there are any others, unless you count mobile games, obviously, which we don't. So I'm still cautiously optimistic about this. I'm still kind of like in the realm that what we've seen is all very heavily scripted, and I'm kind of worried about the nature of the open world at this point, because the one gameplay demo we got, which was back at E3, because I don't think there was a gameplay demo here, the world seemed a little bit empty. So I'm kind of cautiously optimistic. I'm hoping that was just like they were restricting it for E3. They didn't want to push too much processing power and stuff like that. And then one other comment, you mentioned that they announced the additional costume, which is like the neon Tron
velocity
costume, which is looks like the traditional Spider-Man costume, but it's got like neon green lines going on. And then they also showed a picture, or maybe it was part of a video, of him in the more traditional Spider-Man outfit. It looked like maybe from the 90s, give or take. And I have to say that I am very happy that they're including a lot of these costumes, because the more I look at their default costume, the white spider on the front is really not doing it for me. I gotta say. So I'm really hoping that I'll be able to get either a Spider-Man 2099 costume or the original Scarlet Spider with the blue hoodie over the red unitard look, because those are two of my favorites.
I know they've got the Infinity War outfits in there as well.
Yes,
so that's one of the... Well, they're like pre-order bonuses, but you can unlock them in the game anyway, so it's more like an early access to some of them. They also showed off that lovely PS4 Pro, bright red with the logo on it. It looks great. I already have a PS4 Pro, so I'm not really in the market to buy it. It looks good, and I would buy it if I hadn't already upgraded, but... So that looks good. I'm not surprised they did that one. It seems to be the standard thing. I mean, the collector's edition, that one sold out pretty well. I'm going to probably pick this one up digitally, but like with anything digital, there's not really a lot of point in paying until the week of the game coming out, because it's just not, it's digital. I know it'll be there. I don't have to worry about it being in the store.
Yeah, and a lot of times, even with digital, well, okay, maybe less with digital, but if you get it the day of or the day after release, a lot of those pre-order bonuses will still come with it. I think that's more of a physical thing, because the companies have their inventory, so they'll just throw it in anyway. I don't see any reason to pre-order, but I am still... I know I'm sounding very tepid on it, but I am very much looking forward to this. I'm hoping it is good. I want it to be good, because this will carry us in through the rest of the year before the other AAA games like Assassin's Creed Odyssey and whatnot come out.
Yeah, there's a lot coming out. It's that thing, we're about seven, 8 weeks away from the game coming out.
I think it's like the second week of September.
Yeah it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it.
First week.
Yeah, the trailer looks great. You know, definitely seeing like Silver Sable and the fact that Kingpin's in there and Spider-Man has been made enemy by the by the people of like New York, and you know, he's all being, it just feels like a proper Spider-Man cartoon, just everything being thrown at him, and it just looks great. So the Spider-Man stuff, that's definitely looking good. That obviously was the main point. They were showing off bits and pieces, this new Battle Lines, the mobile game. They were showing off a new trailer for that, though there's still not really a lot of detail coming out about this one, when it's going to be officially launched, but that makes sense. They also showed off a new trailer for the Marvel Powers United VR game, which comes out this week on Oculus Rift. Again, it's just this thing of, like, I really find it very difficult to be excited about this because I don't have an Oculus Rift, and it's so niche. It's just not gonna make mainstream because it's on such a niche product.
The fact it's a PC only title, so that instantly cuts out the PSVR market. I'm assuming that's for power reasons, processing power reasons, and segmenting the audience even further down into just the Oculus store, because it's not on Steam, as far as I know. It's not on Good Old Games or Green Man Gaming or any of those. You have to go to the Oculus store for it, and I can't imagine that this is going to be the game that would drive people, oh, I was thinking about getting a Vive, but now I'm going to get an Oculus instead, or I wasn't going to get a VR at all, but now I'm going to get this. But I think there is actually going to be an Oculus bundle that includes it. So there is that. If you were going to get an Oculus anyway, you might as well get the bundle with the game included. I will remind our viewers that I did get a chance to play this game behind closed doors at D23 last year. I won't rehash what was spoken then, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I don't think I would spend $40 on it in the state it was in D23. That was three quarters of a year ago, maybe even a full year ago at this point. So they've had plenty of time to update it. I don't have an Oculus either. Nah. I did see that there are ways of accessing the Oculus store if you don't have one. Hmm. I do have a PSVR. There are ways of hooking a PSVR up to a PC. Having said all that, I don't think I'm going to bother messing around with either of that for just this game. However, at some point in the future, if there was another game that made me want to go, let me plug in my PSVR, I would then possibly go and say, oh, well, let me try this one out since I've already gone through the effort. So, we'll see.
Yeah, it's looking interesting. It's that kind of thing of, and as a whole, I feel like the VR has kind of had its peak for this generation. It came out, PSVR, there was a bit of a blast, and then there's been a whimper ever since. I mean, E3 Road Bike, there was not really anything VR being shown at any major stage. Nothing, you know, just discounts to a product that's not really getting anything. So, I don't know.
The price point is too high, and there's no must-have app. No. Not on the PlayStation, not on the PC. There are some games that take great advantage of it, but there aren't any that go, you have to get a VR system, and you have to play this game. There is no Breath of the Wild or Last of Us or whatever for VR yet.
Yeah, it's unfortunately for me as well, it's, you know, I need a strong PC, I need the Oculus Rift, and it's just too much of an intake for a game that looks great. I'll be honest, if this was on PSVR, I'd be buying a unit this week because they're about £200 now. That's the difference. But, you know, it's just unfortunately, and I have a feeling that that's very much the case for most people because this game, I've not been seeing any, like, talk about it. There's nothing in you know, when there's normally a game like Spider-Man, I'm seeing people sharing stuff and talking about it, and, you know, this just isn't cutting it. Looking at some of the other stuff that they had there, they showed off the Future Fight. What they did there was they actually released the original soundtrack over the weekend.
Very interesting move for a mobile game to be releasing. Now, I didn't listen to it, but I know you wrote an article on the site
before it. Yes, I have actually been reading. I've been listening to it on the commute to and from work the last few days. I'll have a written review of it this week. Do you know what? It's really weird because I'm listening to it, I'm going, and it's full of like guitar stuff. It sounds like a movie soundtrack. There's lots of bits in it. It's lots of tracks. It's a little bit, sometimes you know that it's sounding a bit Korean or something like that, because there's one single where they're singing. And I'm listening to this thing going, I play mobile games on silent. I never listen to them. I never have music on an app. It's like, I didn't know any of this was on there. It was just like, hold on, this is actually not bad. This sounds like a soundtrack to a movie. This could have been off a television show and actually probably would have been better than some of the TV show ones I've listened to. And it's like, this is actually not bad. If you like the game, download it. Especially with mobile games, just could be, you know, the game could be deleted. So it's nice that they've actually, at least you can get hold of this stuff. I was really pleasantly surprised at how good the album sounded, since I didn't know there was any music in the game, even though I've played it loads.
I mean, I might listen to it on my commute tomorrow, because I've got a basically an hour-long commute when you include the walking and the train ride and all that, so maybe I'll give it a listen. I would never expect that, because like you, when I was playing mobile games, I never had the sound on.
Yeah.
I might turn the sound on at home, but even then it would just be the battle sounds. It wouldn't be the music. But that's, I will grant you, in many cases that's true for video games in general.
Yeah.
For me, I normally turn off the music unless it really grabs me. The God of War soundtrack, for instance, really grabbed me. But
I normally listen
to my own music. I'll have my own thing playing in the background.
Yeah, usually it depends on what kind of game it is. If it's a story driven thing, I will be all in. If it's just roaming around or you're just doing bits and pieces, I'll usually have like podcasts or mainly podcasts on and just listen to bits and pieces. But depends what you're playing and stuff. But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised with that one. It definitely came out of, I wasn't expecting that announcement and stuff. But looking at it, that was kind of it. There wasn't really, I mean, they had panels and there's been videos and stuff and they've all been talking about it. But nothing really of any meatiness to kind of come out and be like, this is amazing. It's all good. It's all sounding great. Very much mixed across it. The fact that we have got the proper PlayStation 4 game coming this year in a couple of weeks, and this is the big one, that's the big Marvel game for me this year. All these mobile stuff, they're all great.
It's the only Marvel game this year.
Yes. since we lost all the other ones. But it's, yeah, I'm really looking forward to Spider-Man. They've continued to sell it to me. This will be a day one purchase without, not that it was ever, I think it was a day one purchase the minute they put the logo out. But it's looking good. Anything else you want to add on the Marvel game side of things from San Diego?
Not really. I'm with you on the Spider-Man. It's probably going to be a day one purchase for me. I am going to wait to get some first impressions before I fully commit to buying it. But it looks like, based on the combat, the story, all the cameos that we've got in the game, it will at least be worth the purchase, even if it even if it doesn't live up to expectations. Again, though, I am hoping it lives up to expectations. I would love this to be the rejuvenation of the franchise. I would love, you know, for Spider-Man to become another one of the tentpole games alongside Last of Us and Horizon Zero Dawn and God of War on the Sony system. So I'm hoping.
And I'm literally playing through Last of Us Remastered right now. Just playing it a couple hours last night. And it's that kind of thing. It's that thing for like Last of Us, Uncharted, God of War, Horizon Zero Dawn, Spider-Man. And I'm like, well, okay, those other big games, they're all epic things that I've loved. I mean, I'm playing for Last of Us for the first time, and I'm already seeing, like, you know, it's that thing of, these are big PlayStation exclusive single player things. This is what they do well. And yeah, I can't wait. But we'd love to know what you guys think of Spider-Man and the other things announced from San Diego Comic-Con from the game side of things. Comment below. Get in touch with us on social media. You can like, follow, and subscribe on all the different platforms to keep up with the latest from us. Make sure you subscribe. And if you are on the iTunes or anything like that, make sure you leave us a review there. That would be really helpful. James, where can they find you?
That means heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.